This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Reminding us of what makes our country great. Bill Martinez, live.
Things are negotiable. I'll be honest with you. You know, I'll make the wolf 2 feet shorter or something. I mean, everything's negotiable.
It's not negotiable.
Building it, not negotiable.
It's not negotiable about, would it be negotiable about the 11 million? Maybe let some people stay if they register in a period of time.
I would say this. Look, I've always said, we have some good people over here, and they're going to go out, but we will work out some system that's fair, but we either have a country or we don't. We need a border. We need a wall.
The right candidate, you think nominating Donald will end up electing Hillary Clinton, then even if perhaps you like another candidate, listen, there are a lot of good people in this race who I like and respect, but I would encourage you to stand with us, because the only way to beat Donald is for us to stand together.
Why do we never get an answer when we're knocking at the door? Give a thousand million questions about hate and death and war. When we drop the roof around us, there is something that we need. In a world of persecution that is burning in its weeds.
So as I walked in, I saw a sign, I'm going to show the sign. Can I show the sign? All right. This sign, and it reminded me of, this has been a tough election. Can you hand me the sign for a second? All right. So this is how tough this election's gotten. It says, "My boyfriend prefers Trump. I'm single now."
We'll never get an answer when we're knocking at the door.
Bill Martinez, live.
You gotta love the sign, right?
Well, good morning, America. Bill Martinez here. It's just about 2 minutes after the top of the hour. Scott, too funny on that sign, huh?
Yeah, Super Tuesday, huh?
Yeah, who needs a dating service, man? Just put this sign up.
Well,
unbelievable.
Trump has touted himself as, you know, beautiful women surround him, so I'm sure that guy will be all right.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, I mean, to hear what's been drawing all the women, you know, away from Hillary into Sanders, it's because the boys are with Sanders, right?
Yeah.
So maybe that's the deal. They're love magnets, man. You know, or unlove magnets in this particular case, I guess. So.
Well, it was interesting yesterday. It doesn't seem to, all the stuff about Donald hasn't tripped him up. He won,
Seven
of 12?
7, yeah.
Or 11. And, Ted Cruz won 3 more. And, Rubio's finally on the board.
Yeah, he finally has won. And, you know, of course, it's all about the W, as they always say. But delegates are counting and, for Trump, it was a good night, not a spectacular night as he would have expected, because he was hoping a spectacular night would have been over 300 delegates total. He'd be totaling. But now he's, what, about 250, I think.
285.
Total. 285, is that
285 this morning. Cruz is at 161.
Okay.
Trump went up 203 yesterday, and Cruz went up 144.
And where's Rubio now?
Rubio's at 87. He went up 71 yesterday. So he had a better day than he's ever had, but still not good enough for third.
Well, but he's, of course, his point. And Jake Tapper was, I like what Jake Tapper's going to, you know, and some of these pundits just going to tell campaigns, hey, you need to check out. I mean, it's not their millions of dollars. It's not their heart and soul, but hey, why don't you get out of the race? You know, it's like, whoa, yeah, come on. You know, that's not your position, you know, to make that statement. Those things always bother me. Stay right where you are. We've got more. We're going to be talking with Megan Barth after this.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. And if you want to drop me an email, it comes to me direct, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Of course, we were talking about Super Tuesday. And one of the best people I could think to talk about with is Megan Barth, founder and proprietor of ReaganBaby.com, nationally recognized political commentator, women's advocate. And she's at CPAC this week. And Megan, I appreciate you breaking away for a moment to come on the show. How are you doing?
No problem. It's a full schedule. It's Super Wednesday after the Super Tuesday.
Exactly. And but you're right there in the eye of the needle with everything and seeing at ground zero and just, you know, kind of observing the response there of, you know, of the establishment and other conservatives, particularly about Super Tuesday. What are you hearing?
Well, the CPAC hasn't started yet. It gets into full swing tomorrow morning. There's some preliminary stuff going on here today, some activism boot camp and such. However, it is going to be a fireworks in D.C. Look to the east. This is going to be probably one of the most, I would say, contentious CPACs that I have attended, and this will be my fourth or fifth one now. Mm-hmm. But let's not confuse the establishment with conservatism, Bill.
Right.
I think this was the problem from the get-go. And this is the unfortunate problem that conservatives have had, like myself, that have a home in the Republican Party, but it doesn't seem like the establishment wants conservatives. Mm-hmm. And the reason I say this is because if you look at the history of the establishment and the Beltway that we're dealing with right now, these are the same guys and gals that gave us Bob Dole. These are the same guys and gals that gave us Mitt Romney. Moderates. If the GOP party has been destroyed, it has been destroyed by moderates. For years, we were told that conservatives would lose. Then what we had in 2010 and 2012 was a massive uprising from the Tea Party, from independents, from libertarians, speaking out against the progressive growth of government in both parties, you know, basically blaming both parties.
Mm-hmm.
And we ushered in congressional majorities that were historic. And the very first thing that the Beltway establishment did was betray every single voter and pass omnibus. Or one of the second things they did, actually.
Right. Yeah.
So for them to all of a sudden find conservative pieties and have a conservative litmus test for a candidate, it's quite ironic that the establishment wouldn't immediately get behind, say, Ben Carson, who no one can question his conservative credentials, mm-hmm. Ted Cruz, very conservative in his thoughts and actions. And so when Jeb dropped out of the race, the establishment immediately got behind Marco. And everyone was saying how Marco's a conservative. And everyone's playing the I'm more conservative than you are card.
Mm-hmm.
And that's laughable. Marco Rubio was part of the Gang of Eight. Not a conservative position. That is his Achilles heel. This is, the people do not trust Marco because of his past dalliances with progressives and also his playing games with our border and our visa system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're exactly right. And it has been, in contrast, you got Trump, who is a brand in and of himself and a juggernaut. And people know what they're going to get with Trump. And at this point, I mean, they can talk about the anger that America has toward its government. But yesterday, Scott, who were we talking with yesterday? And he brought it up. He encapsulated it so brilliantly yesterday about it, it's not about the anger. It's more out of fear. He said about that America is fearful that they're losing their country. Oh, it's Jeff Lord. And it was, bro, I've never heard anybody else put it in that context before. And it was right on. I said, that's exactly it. The people are just scared that they're losing their country. And who is going to, you know, who do they want to go to war with? Who can they trust? Who's, you know, who's going to do it? I mean, if you go with Rubio, you're going to have to hope that the establishment is ready to buck up and put the money there where their mouth is, or they say it is. And it hasn't been there before, so why should it be now? With Cruz, he's still, you know, does he have enough support to carry the day? We love his credentials, but does he have enough firepower behind him? And then you got Trump, who he doesn't need anybody's money. And go ahead, Scott.
Oh, to kind of piggyback on what Megan was saying about Rubio, Rubio crushed in Minnesota. And I can tell you, as a person that's lived here my whole life, Minnesota's anything but conservative. So if they're siding with that guy, I got a question if that guy's actually conservative.
Yeah, let's look at the history of Minnesota politics. Michael Dukakis won in 1984.
Right.
I mean, Rubio isn't winning. You know, newsflash, the establishment, he's not winning. Mm. And the reason he's not winning is because people don't trust him. People will vote for a leader who they can trust. Demographics, no matter if you're men or women, black or white, that's how people vote. So right now, Trump is building a tent, exactly like he said last night. The GOP tent is getting bigger and bigger, just like Ronald Reagan, under Ronald Reagan. Reagan pulled in libertarians, independents, women, African-Americans.
Disenfranchised
Democrats.
Democrats, you know, exactly, right.
And now when you look at the Democrat rolls and you look at the Republican roll, in Nevada, for example, where I live, there was a 50% increase in Republican registration, in GOP registration. That wasn't due to Marco Rubio. I can tell you that much. And when you look at the Nevada numbers, you know where the votes went. Historically, recently, if you look at the GOP numbers, especially around the time of 2008, massive GOP registration was falling, and there was more of a tendency to go to independent registration. The reverse is true today, and I credit that to the Trump phenomenon. And the movement, he's bringing in more people into GOP registration, into GOP voters. You look at Massachusetts. Massachusetts lost 20,000 Democrat voters and who switched to the GOP.
Mm, that's huge. Yeah, exactly.
Huge.
Yeah, who are you going to... Who are you going to align that and assign it to? It to your point, Megan, and look at the debates. Look what he's done in terms of driving audience to the debates. Clearly, the only differential you have is Donald Trump.
Well, that's right. And Republicans will continue to say, "Well, do those numbers from the rallies really turn into numbers?" Yeah, they do. That much momentum will carry itself all the way to the polls and to the White House. As long as Trump doesn't get in his way. And Trump is not stupid. He's had this design, he's had this strategy since day one. He would not have entered this race if he didn't think he could win.
Exactly. We're talking with Megan Barth, founder and proprietor of ReaganBaby.com. More from Megan after the break. Stay with us, America. It's Bill Martinez live, 14 after the top of the hour.
Faith leaders everywhere are filled with praise for the young Messiah. Dr. Ted Baer calls it an exhilarating family experience.
You seek a family from Nazareth with a boy named Jesus.
Focus on the Family calls it a remarkable movie.
Why did God choose me? What if I'm not strong enough?
And Hugh Hewitt raves, it's a spectacular movie that should not be missed.
He's just a child.
He is not just a child.
The Young Messiah, rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters, March 11th.
I grew up in a family with 9 kids. I must have been the fastest eater because I was the only one that was chubby. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. When I was growing up, almost no one was overweight. I have maintained my weight pretty well since then. As I get older, the 10-2-1-2 weight loss system is making it much easier to control my weight. It curbs my appetite, gives me energy, and even improves my mood. Maybe 10-2-1-2 could help you. Go to ilikethewayilook.com and check it out for yourself. That's ilikethewayilook.com.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, come and see Monday through Friday from 9 to 11. But starting next Monday is 3 hours, 9 to noon here on the Bill Martinez Live Radio Network. Good to have you along with us, America. Our conversation continues with Megan Bartha, proprietor of ReaganBaby.com. Megan is that she's at CPAC. And I was thinking it was already started, but she says she's got a couple hours yet. You seem to still go out and have a cup of coffee before everything gets underway, right, Megan?
Oh yeah, I started that a few hours ago.
Atta girl, boy, yeah. I'm with you. Hey, I went to your website and I loved your meme about losers don't pick winners.
Well, right, and this is the problem that the establishment has. They keep propping up moderates, whether it's McCain or Romney or Jeb. Or Bob Dole,
right.
And they keep losing. But they don't seem to mind to lose, because these same Republicans would rather prefer to lose with Clinton than win with Trump. And I take that from Pat Buchanan. Pat Buchanan has a great article out a couple days ago, which I'll link in my new piece, A New GOP Is Born. And let me just read a small piece from this. As long ago as the early 1990s, populist conservatives were imploring G.W. Bush to secure our Mexican border, G.H.W. Bush to secure our Mexican border. Why did the establishment not respond then to the electorate? Why, instead of trashing Pete Wilson for imperiling future party prospects with Hispanics, did the establishment not do what the people had demanded and move decisively to secure our southern border? What is conservative about uncontrolled borders? Trump understood this, and Trump led with this. Trump understood that our border has been an issue for decades. If the GOP was the party of conservatives, they would have built a wall. If the GOP establishment was conservative, we wouldn't have a $19 trillion debt.
Exactly.
If the GOP establishment was conservative, Cruz would have many more endorsements.
That right there is a powerful point. You know what you just
right.
made.
Thank
I
you.
Mean that
Thank
really
you.
Exposes the establishment. You know, for what it has become.
Well, and let's think of it this way: if the GOP establishment was the party of Reagan, they would not have lied to the American people. If they were conservative, omnibus would have never passed. There is no way. Paul Ryan has a lot of nerve to come out yesterday and give some speech on Super Tuesday talking about how we're not the party of bigotry, we're the party of Lincoln, and he's also carrying on the creative narrative that all of a sudden Trump is a KKK sympathizer. That was a whole narrative started by the right. Okay. He has a lot of nerve to come out and lecture us about conservatism when he was the king of omnibus. This is their undoing. Moderation is the GOP's undoing. Lying is the GOP's undoing. And Trump is riding the train on their failures.
Well,
he's
Trump is
collecting voters left and right.
And he's opening the door for the people to take their party back, Megan, and
right.
for, you know, and for us ultimately to take our country back. And doing it in a way, just like with Ronald Reagan, it wasn't at the expense of Democrats. It was at the expense of an ideology that was killing our country. And this is what we're coming down to. I mean, the thing is shocking. We haven't even started to talk about the Democrats. I mean, you look at what's happening with Hillary. Hillary's, you know, how many nanoseconds away from being indicted is she? I mean, we just keep reading about her emails. And another, I mean, we're talking over 2,000 top secret, ultra secret, ultra secret, you know, kind of classified documents that she's violated. And I mean, somebody would have been in jail a long time ago, you know, not running for president of the United States. And the other half, you've got Bernie Sanders, who wants to take us to Sweden, and people are following him, and you're going, whoa, what is happening with our country? What have we lost our mind here? I mean, because we're not talking that, you know, about just 10% of the electorate. I mean, you're looking at 40-45% of the electorate. They're voting for this. I mean, because are they voting for that? Because that's all the choice that they have, or you know, what is going on here?
Well, Hillary is only polling well with women and men over 65. She's also polling well with African American vote. However, Donald Trump is chipping away at those percentage points, because Donald Trump is upwards towards 25% of likability amongst African Americans. If he takes 20% of the African American vote, like he said on the dais last night, game over. But he's also drawing in the demographics that the Democrat Party is so used to having in their back pocket. He's drawing in Hispanics. He's drawing in women. He's drawing in independents, libertarians, and Democrats. Many Democrats do not have a home within their own party because they aren't socialists. If you look at Hillary Clinton's plans and if you look at Bernie Sanders' plans, they mirror each other. You're either going to have a 70% tax rate or you're going to have a 90% tax rate. Hillary Clinton just wants to get to single payer slower. But single payer is the goal. So you have two elderly socialists fighting over who can be less communist, and all of a sudden the GOP wants to have a brokered convention? Have they lost their minds? The Democrats are losing. Let them lose.
Right.
A populist like Trump is not the death knell to the GOP. Moderation has been the death knell to the GOP.
Well, it still shocks me, Megan, when I think about, you know, the makeup of our country today and philosophically what we've come to. That, I mean, if you'd have told me, you know, 20 years ago or even 10 years ago, hey, Bill, you know, the socialists are going to take over and they're going to come out of the closet. I mean, you know, we've seen indications. I think there was a publication there for a while where there was 70 Democrats that were, you know, I mean, they're card-carrying, you know, socialists. They were assigned, what, to the Democratic Communist Party or something, and it was all published. There were 70. And I go, wow. I mean, you know, how can you declare yourself as a Democratic socialist / communist and put your hand on the Bible or at least promise to defend the Constitution of the United States when everything that you fundamentally believe in is antithetical to the Constitution?
Well, don't you find it interesting that the communist socialist / progressives find a home in the Democrat Party? They don't come to the Republican Party.
Oh, no. No.
When you look at Luis Gutierrez, who is championing for Hillary, he was a Puerto Rican Marxist and a cab driver in Chicago who found a home in the Democrat Party and ran as a Democrat.
Right.
But no one's ever asked Luis Gutierrez if he ever gave up his Marxist, Puerto Rican Marxist card. When did he denounce Puerto Rican Marxism? When did he denounce Marxism? And when you ask a Democrat, which plenty of news people have, like Chris Matthews, what's the difference between a Democrat and a socialist or a progressive and a socialist, no one can tell you.
Exactly. Yeah, you see the deer in the headlights and the stuttering and, you know, and then Hillary's kind of looking for a transitionary phrase out, which surprised me because she was asked that on a couple of occasions. And then, you know, when she was asked the second time, it's like, wait a minute, you guys can't get an answer yet? I mean, and even Debbie Wasserman Schultz, of course, she got hit the first time and she just kind of giggled at first. And it's like, you know, They just do not know how to handle that. And you got to imagine with Trump and her in a debate, this is going to come up big time. And, you know, we'll watch the dance all over again. Megan, what do you think?
Well, absolutely. And this question should come up again and again, and she should be challenged on her policies. And as Trump said, if she does get the nom, it's a shame. There's obviously something wrong with our justice system. Because
exactly.
Anybody would have gone to jail by now or suffered the consequence of mishandling 1,800 or 2,000 classified emails and jeopardizing our national security and our human resources.
You're exactly right. Megan Barth on Bill Martinez. Thank you, Megan.
Hi, I'm Judith Light. So there you are. It's flu season and you're over 65 like me. You're having another busy year. So much to do, so many roles in life to play. But you feel like you might be forgetting something serious. Your annual flu shot. And before you know it, it's too late. It's not just the aches, fever, and chills that last for days and days. The flu can be life-threatening, especially if you have chronic conditions like diabetes and heart disease, which can worsen with the flu. Being active and healthy alone won't protect you. The immune system weakens with age, making you more susceptible to the flu. If you're over 65, ask about your vaccine options, including one made specifically for us. An annual flu shot is the best way to help keep the flu away. Visit the National Council on Aging at ncoa.org/flu to learn more and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about vaccine options for people 65 and older. Again, that's ncoa.org/flu.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Yes, I'm just a little bit under the weather, but it's okay. You know, coming back from Nashville, it was quite the weekend. And I know, Bob, you were there with us, and we had a chance to see each other face to face. Bob Walaszewski is with us, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. Focused on the families. He heads their plugged in department and head of the media department as well. Robert, always good to be talking to you. How you doing, buddy?
Good talking to you in person, live, our very first time. We've talked many times, but this was our first time to meet in person. And by the way, thank you very much for the T-shirt. I have worn that already, I will say.
Yeah, oh, well, good. I'm glad you're wearing it well, one of the official Bill Martinez Live T-shirts for you. Well, it was our definite pleasure. Hey, I want to talk to Oscars, the Razzies, but before we do, real quick, last weekend's domestic box office chart, Deadpool still ahead in the list. The new one, Gods of Egypt, number two, Kung Fu Panda, Risen, still in the top five, and I think it's just going to be one of those ones that my hope is that Risen, just because we're talking about, with Easter coming and that sort of thing, that it will have some staying power.
Yeah, I was happy to see that Risen just dropped a spot from three last opening weekend to four. It made about $12 million its first weekend, made $7 million. So I think Rick Peluso and company are pretty happy. In fact, I saw Rick at NRB, as I saw you, and they're walking down the hall, and I said, Rick, tell me what you thought of how Risen did. He said, you know, we were hoping $10 million that it would at least make 10, and it made 12, so we're happy. He said, of course, you know me, 30% more than that would have been even better. Of course, everybody would love that, 50% better, 100% better, so I get that, but it sounds like they're feeling like they're paying the bills, and we're moving into Easter season, so a lot more people are going to see it. I will say, Bill, that we probably ought to touch a little bit on Gods of Egypt. It made $14 million its opening weekend. It's just a mess. I don't know. I don't just have to think a lot of people walked out shaking their heads going, what in the world did I just see? You know, if you're going to make a movie, the first rule of thumb is always have a good story. You know, people resonate with story. And Gods of Egypt really did not have a good story. What it did have was a lot of eye candy. I have to admit, and I will give them kudos for this, the special effects were pretty incredible. But if you can't tie it together with a story that just grabs you and interests you, the movie's not going to do, it's not going to have very long legs. So I think it's number two position. We're going to see it probably drop out of the top 10 next week. It's going to be my guess, or at least at the bottom of the top 10, because, you know, word of mouth is not being kind to Gods of Egypt.
Well, and to that point, I wanted to bring up about Risen. The word of mouth is kind of slowly bubbling within the Christian community about Risen. This is a well done movie, and people are starting to talk about it because you go in and you go, well, an atheist viewpoint of you know, the risen Christ, what's all that about? And Christians are seeing it. They're going, well, this is pretty good, and the production values are awesome. The score is unbelievable. I mean, it's excellent.
Yeah, it very much is. The other new movie that came out last weekend was Eddie the Eagle. It came in the number five spot. It tells the story of Eddie the Eagle Edwards in the 1988 Calgary Olympics, who made the Britons a ski jumping team only because England didn't have a ski jumping team. And if you showed up and you could land, you could make the team. And that's exactly, in real life, it's what he did. It was not about winning the gold medals, not about winning the silver, not about winning the bronze. In fact, he came in dead last.
Yes.
But it was about the fact that he'd always wanted to be an Olympian. He got to go to the Olympics, and it's still an encouraging, inspiring story. Now, we did give it a 3 out of 5, which is a not a great score. It's on the bubble score for an inspiring, encouraging movie, which it is, only because Hugh Jackman, who plays his coach in this film, has a very crude bit of advice on how he can be a better ski jumper, and it's a scene that was a bit of a disappointment for me personally, and I just, in fact, not just me personally, I was reading USA Today on the plane going out to NRB, and I'm reading the review that the USA Today had, and it's interesting that even a secular reviewer caught the same innuendo and put it in his review that we have plugged in talk about. Secular reviewers typically don't deal with that, but he did, and mentioned that it's something how it marred the family friendliness of the movie, and I want to say kudos.
Yes, really,
right.
They're starting to you know get a perspective on it, and very well welcomed. Let's talk Oscars.
Yes, sir. You know, it was not a surprise to me to see Spotlight take it all for Best Picture. I thought it was going to be either Revenant or Spotlight. I was leaning to thinking that Revenant would get it only because it had won so many awards before that, and Oscar voters often take note. But Spotlight, here's the situation for me. Give me a PG-13 version of Spotlight, and I'd be having a whole lot different conversation with you, Bill, right now than what we ended up with. And quite frankly, of the 8 films that were nominated for Best Picture, 5 were R-rated, and 3 were PG-13. There were no PGs, there were no Gs. But most of the R-rated ones could have been made as a PG-13. Even Revenant, I have to think about some of the harsher scenes, the bear attack, et cetera, an assault scene that was in the film. They could have not even done that one. The bear attack could have been just a little bit, and you get the gist, and then you see a badly bruised Leonardo DiCaprio afterwards.
Let your imagination take over a little bit. Why not? Huh?
Exactly. But you didn't. So anyways, I'm a huge fan, of course, of keeping content out and objectionable, problematic content out and keeping as family friendly as you can. And I think with the exception of Mad Max Fury Road, which won a lot of awards, surprisingly to me, I think the other ones could have been made as a PG-13. Interestingly enough, Bill, I think you'll find this interesting. I think your listeners will find this interesting. Even the R-rated ones, for the most part, except for Mad Max, had good hearts this year. There was no Wolf of Wall Street on the list. a bit short, decries Wall Street's greed during the housing crisis of 2007-2008. Bridge of Spies highlights a spy swap in the 1950s and underscored the value of a human life. Martian underscored the value of a human life. Astronaut left on Mars. We're going to move heaven and earth to get this man back because he's valuable. Room, the love of a mother for her son. Spotlight, telling the story of the Boston Globe reporters trying to get the bottom of the priest scandal in 2001. It was not a condemnation of the Catholic Church, though. I want to make sure our listeners who haven't seen it know that. It walked a tight wire, but it very much decried the priest scandal, but not the church as a whole. And that's, and I thought it did well, but it had a bunch of objections. Most of these films had lots of language. Room had some. Spotlight had a lot. A Big Short had a lot.
Oh, yeah, right.
So again, I was looking for the PG-13 versions. Would have loved to have had them all for those.
Well, we were talking earlier, and not with you, Bob, but I was talking with somebody else regarding, the hosting responsibilities of, for the Academy Awards, the 88th Academy Awards, and Chris Rock was having to walk a tight wire. He gets carried away with the language, and I understand. And I understand that, but he was in a tough squeeze. I mean, he had blacks from the left and from the right, and wanting him not to show up. But I think for the most part, he was entertaining. And
I thought he was, and I thought he hit the elephant in the room right off the bat. This Oscar so white. And did it in a way with a humorous bent. I mean, you're not grab your stomach rolling in the aisle funny, but a little bit like, okay, he gets it. And only he, or probably another African American comic, could have done that role as well as he did. And he did it very, very well. In fact, there was a time that I did laugh, and that was when he was actually interviewing people outside a theater. I think it was Los Angeles, and he was asking people, have you gone to see The Big Short? Have you seen Spotlight? And he just got, no. I remember one woman, he said, have you seen Bridge of Spies? She said, no, and you're making up that title, aren't you?
Oh, wow, that's funny.
No one had seen any of the 8 films nominated for Best Picture.
Now, Bob, we're out of time, so we're going to have to do the Razzies next week, okay? Bob Walaszewski, focused on the families, director of media and culture, and head of the PluggedIn.com department for Focus. Thank you, Robert.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This report is brought to you by IHOP. IHOP is sharing the love. On March 8th, pancake lovers nationwide will once again flock to their participating local IHOP restaurant to enjoy one free short stack of buttermilk pancakes in celebration of the brand's annual National Pancake Day. Now in its 11th year, IHOP restaurants will give away millions of free pancakes from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. to guests dining in-restaurant and ask them to leave behind a voluntary donation for their local Children's Miracle Network Hospital, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, Shriners Hospital for Children, and other local charities. Participating IHOP restaurants supporting Children's Miracle Network Hospitals will also sell Miracle Balloons for $1 and $5. The balloons will be available for purchase beginning February 1st through March 8th. Jaron Rebelez, President, IHOP.
Every pancake we give away has a purpose on National Pancake Day. Through the generosity of our guests and the hard work and commitment of our franchisees and their team members, we will help fund life-saving treatment and care for children in need in our communities.
For more information, visit IHOPPancakeDay.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live.
We're back with you, America. Good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. If you want to drop me an email, it comes to me direct, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. It's time for James Hurston, yes, the one and only New York Times best-selling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Hey, fantastic. How are you?
Hey, doing great. Well, I tell you, you know, you couldn't ask for a better political season. I know it was quite the food fight at the last debate. You and I talked about this before, that, Trump was turned into a piñata by Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio, taking the gloves off. But the GOP establishment, they're just beside themselves. They don't know what to do. I mean, they just never thought. You can always understand where they were coming from, because you'd hear the lines coming consistently from the media that, you know, Trump's ceiling is 35, maybe 40, but he could never stay there. Now he's well over 40, and they're freaking out.
Oh, yeah, there's no question about it. I mean, we have a new poll that shows him at 49%,
yeah.
And I think it's been, you know, they've underestimated Trump at the very beginning. They underestimated him at, you know, after the Iowa caucuses. They thought, they breathed a sigh of relief. They thought he had peaked. He was coming down. But, you know, after New Hampshire and South Carolina and the polls just seemingly going up, now they, I mean, it's, you know, I think we talked about this on your show. We talked about the carpet bombing.
Right, exactly.
Mitt Romney used carpet bombing to eliminate one challenge after another. Michelle Bachmann, Herman Cain, Newt Gingrich, Rick Santorum. So they're now, the GOP is engaging in the carpet bombing that we talked about on your show. They formed PACs just for the purpose of PACs being political action committees, which you can think of as just ad-buying entities. That's the best way to think of them. And many of them, because of the current law, we don't know who the donors are, but there's been stuff that's leaked out that it's typical establishment figures like the Koch brothers, for example, that are out there doing this. What's going on is millions and millions of dollars of attack ads from Marco Rubio's super PAC, and not so much from Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz super PACs, for whatever reason, they're laying back. I think their strategy is to let Marco be the bulldog, and they're hoping it will damage Rubio because there's an old maxim. It happened to Chris Christie. When you
attack,
you may hurt the other guy, but you can damage yourself. But they've got Rubio's super PAC. They've got this thing, our principles PAC, which money is pouring into from big donors. It's being run by a former senior advisor to Mitt Romney. Her name is Katie Packer. And what they're doing, all of them are focusing on these, I guess they're kind of new attacks on Trump, looking at the lawsuits with Trump University, looking at the tax return issue, and the latest one, oh, there's two other ones, the one with David Duke, which is, that one is totally phony, and that's like a Democrat playbook thing. And these all are Democrat playbook things. That's what's so funny.
Right.
But they're all, so the ad onslaught is on, and that couples with the verbal assault from that's gone on since the debate from both Cruz and Rubio, where most of their statements are mentioned Trump and mentioned him. And Rubio's gotten to the point where he has, and Trump is engaging with him on this, he sounds like a locker room repartee. He's talking about Trump's anatomy, as is Trump with Rubio. They sound like little kids fighting. It's actually kind of embarrassing.
Yeah, you're thinking any moment you're going to hear a towel snap in the background or something, you know?
Yeah, something like that. And you know what it's come down to? And I think this is what the establishment does not understand. And we've talked a lot about the betrayal. We talked a lot about the fact, you know, the lack of credibility that Republican politicians now have. The brand has been so tarnished by people that ran for office in 2014 and were elected by the base based on promises that they turned around and not only did not keep, but seemed to join the other side.
Exactly.
And we talked about that. But there's another thing that has reared its head that the establishment understands that. They don't understand this. You know, it's almost like this. We see people like Bill Kristol and Charles Krauthammer, and they're holding their head in their hands, and they're saying it's possible that the Republican Party may not exist in the way it used to. It seems to be destroying itself. It seems to be, you know, we may have the demise of the Republican Party. Well, there's one group of people, but there's another group of people. People like Donald Trump have said this. If you have no borders, you have no nation. Now, he isn't the first one to say that. Prime ministers of Israel have said that.
Right.
Winston Churchill said that. It happens to be an empirical fact. If your sovereignty of your nation, the identity of your nation is based upon you having borders. And there are people that think, not that it would be the end of the Republican Party, but that we're sitting on a precipice where it may be the end of America.
Exactly.
And that, I think, when you divide up the Republican voters, those that think it's the end of America say, I'll take my chances with Trump. Those that think it might be the end of the Republican Party say, I'll take my chances with Rubio or Cruz or someone else. And I think that's the reason Trump is doing so well, because there's a feeling, particularly in the Republican voter community, that we're looking at the potential death of America, possibly.
Yeah, we're losing our country. And James, you're exactly spot on. You know, I get a kick out of all these pundits talk, oh, you know, America's angry and all this. I mean, you know, and they're just taking stabs in the dark. I mean, based on their own filter and their own bias. And I understand, you know, we live our lives that way. That's okay. But, you know, when they really try to, to explain Donald Trump, you know, they're far from off. But this, what you just gave us is the best explanation, I believe.
Yeah, and I think there are some people that now have focused. They say, look, we can't get Trump with personal attacks. We can't get Trump with these silly Trump University lawsuits. We can't get Trump by associating him with crazy people who didn't endorse him, by the way, but who said they ask their followers to vote for him like David
Duke.
Yeah,
this whole Duke thing, it's a joke.
That's a silly thing. They tried that with Goldwater, too. They try it with Reagan. They did it with Reagan. Mm. I mean, it's just a classic routine. He had denounced Duke three times, I believe, before he went on with Tapper, and it's this Tapper interview where he couldn't hear through the earpiece properly. But, and I've had that experience on TV. But the fact is, what we're seeing really is desperation, and we're seeing. So what they tried now, hey, we can't get Trump any other way. Let's attack his credibility on the chief issue we're talking about, sovereignty and the border. So they've got this story they're circulating today that Trump in January met with the board, the Times Board of Editors, and in that conversation that Trump went wobbly on immigration. Trump just yesterday went on the Hannity show and said that the wall was non-negotiable. But he told Byron York in an interview, and we know this about Trump, that part of negotiating is you ask more than you're going to end up with.
Exactly.
So it was on the issue of whether he would deport 11 million people and have them all deported. And on that issue, Trump said, well, there's a lot of good people, and we want to be able to bring them back. And the terms of that are negotiable.
Right.
And that, to me, is just smart.
Exactly.
But they're trying to turn that into, you know, and so there are demands on the New York Times to release some recording, and there are demands on Trump to instruct the New York Times to release the recording. But, you know, there's a real scandal here. That was off-the-record conversations with reporters, and one of those New York Times reporters leaked the story to BuzzFeed. That's how this got out.
Oh, wow.
Because they hate Trump so much that they leaked it. So that's, they breached their duty of confidentiality, and yet the New York Times is sitting on all kinds of damaging material on Barack Obama, damaging material on Hillary Clinton that they don't release.
Of course.
And so they'll be true to their duties when it comes to people on the left, but not to Donald Trump.
Unbelievable. Well, it continues, James. I mean, you know, you want to know what people will do. Look at what they've done. They've been consistent that way. And the establishment, meanwhile, is brain bruised over Donald Trump. They gave him way too much time. I mean, if they didn't want him to be involved, but they just took... They just underestimated, you know, his ability
to connect. They did. And to show just how crazy they've gotten, a story came out that Mitch McConnell at a luncheon told the senators, hey, if it's, I give you the green light to run negative ads against Trump if he gets the nomination. Go ahead and run negative ads against the nominee. And there are other people that have come out and said, if he gets the nomination, we'll vote for Hillary. I mean, this is unbelievable stuff to be saying now when, you know, we're essentially still in the primary. But it just shows, and also the establishment, there, we've mentioned this on your show, Bill Kristol and others have talked about running a third party after they made Trump sign a pledge.
I know. Go figure, James. Well, of course, the conversation will continue, and along with it, all the opinions. James Herson, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. James, as always, thank you so much for being with us.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.